The White House says U.S. President Donald Trump's lead lawyer in the investigation into the Russia's alleged role in the 2016 election is to quit at the end of May. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said Ty Cobb will be replaced by Emmett Flood, who represents presidents and administrations against what she called the Russia witch hunt. Flood represented former President Bill Clinton during his impeachment proceedings in 1998 and 1999. The outgoing lawyer did not hold the position for long. He joined the White House after his predecessor quit in March, saying Trump did not listen to him. The alleged collusion between Trump's election campaign and Russia has caused troubles for the president. Special counsel Robert Mueller says he wants to interview Trump. A White House lawyer says any possible interview should be limited in scope and length. We're joined now by Jack Rice, criminal defense attorney and former CIA officer, joining us live. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us. Can you give us more insight into the situation there? What does this recent change mean?
I think it's very significant, actually, because what we're seeing right now is a shift in the investigation from Robert Mueller of the president and of the Trump team during the election cycle. Really, we're moving into more of a litigation phase rather than a discovery one. And what that really means is that Bob Mueller wants to interview directly Donald Trump. That's what this is really about. And the debate has always been, how aggressively does the Trump team and Donald Trump push back against Bob Mueller, whether or not he should cooperate at all? I think bringing in Emmett Flood at this point really highlights that they decided to become far more aggressive than they had been in the past.
Do you think that, well, the previous lawyer said Trump was not listening to him. Do you think he will be listening to his new lawyer?
No, I really don't, actually. And I mean, I think about this not just as a former CIA officer. We could even set that aside if you like. I'm a former prosecutor. And as a criminal defense attorney, I've taught trial advocacy all over the world, and I continue to do so. And what I have seen, and I've represented thousands of clients, that one of the issues that is very significant here is having a client who actually listens to you. And if they don't listen to you, frankly, it doesn't matter that much what your attorney is doing or saying, because your client, who can decide to do what they like, can really hurt themselves. And my concern here is that this president simply believes that he's smarter than everybody in the room. That might work well and good in certain circumstances. Bob Mueller and his team are probably some of the best investigators and prosecutors on the planet. This is what they do, this is how they do it, and they're very, very good at it. Mr. Cobb, who just quit as President Trump's lawyer, I think was very smart to say, we need to be very careful here. And I think his idea that he was going to quit rather than simply let the president do whatever he wants was probably pretty logical on his part.
Well, Mr. Rice, we've heard that most of the questions on that list that Mr. Mueller wants to ask President Donald Trump goes back to the issue of obstruction of justice. How serious do you think this allegation is, and could it lead to an impeachment?
Yes. I mean, that's the big part of this. So we have to think about what's going on. There are really two questions that are taking place. What's fascinating is that President Trump has called this a witch hunt. Here's the problem. 19 people have been indicted in the United States and across the world so far. There are multiple investigations right now that have taken place. There are multiple people who may be charged in the future. So that's a fact. That's not a witch hunt. That is an objective fact. Now, as to what we're looking at here, there is the question of collusion, meaning did the president cooperate and work with the Russians to try to turn the election in his favor? That's one question. That's frankly very hard to prove sometimes, because you need very direct evidence in order to prove that. Obstruction is a separate kind of crime, because what that really is did the president willfully and purposely try to mislead the investigators in this case and try to slow down or stop the investigation as a whole? And there are a lot of people who were around the president who heard him speak, who watched his behavior, and some of whom have actually been indicted and may be cooperating with Bob Mueller. So the idea of conspiracy, or in this case, the idea of trying to stop the investigation itself, could be enough to have the president impeached. Yes.
Thank you very much. That was Mr. Jack Rice, a criminal defense attorney and a former CIA officer.